CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
CFM's Adam and Ari on demand. What do we have to say about today's episode?
Oh,
what do we have to say for ourselves?
Train wreck.
Yeah, look forward to this because one of the all-time worst shows we did.
Oh, wow, we were not on point today.
Yeah.
Not even in the slightest.
Sometimes that can be entertaining.
We just struggled to read, had dog news was pretty funny. Like, I mean, it wasn't actual funny dog news, but it was funny, you know? You're going to have to listen to find out.
Can you check the show prep notes to see if any of my other dog news for the week is repeats from when I was off?
I can, yeah. If I remember what I did. That's so funny, though.
a mess. Today's show was a mess. But sometimes that's entertaining. So you be the judge.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Isn't that sun just glorious, Adam? Except for it's right in your eyes. So, unfortunately, blinds are going down.
It's a good view, but yeah.
I can work out how to use it.
The sun comes in the window and it shines on the desk and I can't see what lights are on, so I can't see what buttons are on and stuff.
Yeah.
Plus, right in my eyeballs as well. Not good for the vision.
I was going to say happy Monday too, but it's not.
Long weekend. How'd you go?
Oh, we got up to some mischief, didn't we? Wasn't that fun? We hosted a murder mystery night.
Yes.
Wasn't that cool?
We did all right in the end, didn't we?
I still can't believe we did that on Saturday night.
I know.
Why do we do the weirdest things sometimes?
Yeah.
It was so much fun, though.
And then there was a gathering at your house the next day.
Yeah.
I saw some Instagram stories of this gathering, and I was and I was horrified.
Yeah, I'm
by
also,
my behaviour.
I'm not at all.
Did I fall asleep in the middle of the day?
Yeah, you did. It wasn't the middle of the day. It was like 9 o'clock, and it's fine. It's fine. You were tired.
But then did I wake back up and keep being rowdy?
Yeah, a little bit. That's funny.
That's what I've sort of picked up from the Instagram stories.
Yeah, honestly, there needs to be like a phone ban. Like, lock the phones away.
Tess took so much footage and put it
on
Insta.
Hashtag tell Tess.
And I had to watch it the next morning.
Oh, it's okay. All her stuff was upside down anyway.
I know. Made
no sense.
Just like, you know, we were a bit upside down, to be honest, in the afternoon. But
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
So, you were just...
Oh, good times, though, eh?
We were just reminiscing about this gathering at your house.
We got some pizzas delivered.
Well, I didn't eat enough, but I usually eat pineapple pizza, so that's not why. There was pizza right there, but I didn't eat it.
Yeah, well, I inhaled an entire pizza to myself
cheese. What did I do? Just sit there looking at it?
Yeah, you're kind of like, I didn't order pineapple pizza.
Was I being a brat about it?
No, you were just like, what, this isn't mine? And we were like, yeah, we ordered it for you.
God.
Anyway, it was pretty funny. I hope that you guys enjoyed your long weekend too. Lots of people went camping. Ren went camping.
Yeah, nice.
She had a good time.
Yeah, why not?
Trick-or-treating. I saw a lot of people. I'm very impressed and surprised with how many kids are actually going around trick-or-treating.
I saw a few houses decorated for Halloween too.
Yeah.
Like really going all out.
I think eventually, as by the time that we are old enough and responsible enough to have our own kids, everyone will be decked out for Halloween.
Will we ever be responsible enough? Probably not. So it's Taste Test Tuesday today. I thought that I'd toast us up some Pop-Tarts. Right, because...
Oh, my God. Do you put them in a toasting machine? Don't you just put them in...
No, a toaster. Toast them.
Oh, so I thought you meant in, like, the sandwich press.
No. That'd be a mess.
Like,
yeah, they're frosted. They're frosted, no.
I was like, how is that going to work out?
But there's a big news story, huge news at the moment.
Yeah.
A New York woman named Elizabeth Russett is suing Kellogg's because she claims that there's not strawberries in their strawberry Pop-Tarts, or not enough strawberries. They're misleading people, she reckons. So I think to get to the bottom of it, we'll taste test.
Okay, I don't think I've ever had a Pop-Tart.
Never? I used to eat them a lot as a kid. They used to be more popular on the supermarket shelves when I was younger in the 90s.
Here?
Yep. In Hobart, anyway.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever had a Pop-Tart. This is exciting.
Well, here we go. So I'll go downstairs and toast her up, eh?
Okay, it is Taste Test Tuesday. I am currently in the studio. Adam has gone downstairs to toast some Pop-Tarts. We're going to see if we can connect with him. Good morning, Adam.
Can you hear me, Ari?
Oh, I can hear you loud and clear. Are you popping them tarts?
Yeah. Yes, this is Adam reporting live from the kitchen downstairs. The Pop-Tarts are in. I can smell the smell starting to loft out of the toaster. Some delicious chemicals. I can smell them.
Yeah, they're definitely not healthy. Did you get strawberry runs or, like, what flavour?
Yeah, strawberry, because they're the ones that they're getting sued over. So, you know, you never know. We may not be able to have strawberry in our lives for much longer.
Maybe.
If the suit is successful.
Can you explain to someone that doesn't know what a Pop-Tart, exactly what a Pop-Tart is?
It's like a toaster pastry with, like, a gooey, chemically filling that's meant to imitate fruit. And some of them are frosted. This one's frosted, so it's got a sort of like a cake icing on the top.
Yum.
Yeah, they're frosted. Don't you worry about that. I got you covered.
Yeah, okay, cool. And how long do you toast them for?
Well, that's the question. It's been a while between my Pop-Tarts. I haven't had one in some time, so I think they're just about ready, actually. There you go. You hear that pop? I reckon they've browned up nicely, so I'll bring them up, bro.
Ooh, run, Ads, run.
I will.
I'm going to wait and I'm going to leave you on. I want to hear you get puffed running up those stairs.
Well, I need to put the phone down to get them out the toaster because they're kind of small.
Okay,
I need two hands.
All right, I'm disconnecting you. All right, it's just you and me now. We're waiting for these Pop-Tarts. My mouth is getting a little bit watery, though. I'm getting quite hungry. I know it's Tuesday, but after a long weekend, you do need something really delicious for breakfast. Maybe a little bit more greasier than a Pop-Tart. I'm not sure how we're going to go, but hey, we're going to give it a good crack. Oh, I feel like I can smell them from the studio. Yum. I'm excited about this. Here we go. He's in here.
Because one thing I do remember from my childhood is.
There's one thing you remember. They're really hot, okay.
They burn like lava.
They burn like lava, so please be careful.
Stay
Am I going to put some tunes on?
Yeah,
is it this
safe.
One?
We're going to go to a.
We're going to go to a song.
A break.
Yeah, okay.
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Say you're having a good time out there.
On 101.7 CFM.
Ari, we got work to do.
Does this have sprinkles?
Yeah, so we're eating Pop-Tarts for today's Taste Test Tuesday. Strawberry ones, because Kellogg's are being sued over these particular Pop-Tarts for not having enough strawberries on the inside. What do you think? You've never had
this,
a Pop-Tart.
How is this appropriate to eat for breakfast?
I know, the kids of America are raised on this. Mm. They start every morning with this. I know a lot of people that have travelled to America, and once they've got there, they've eaten the food and gotten really sick, because you have to get used to it.
Mm-hmm.
But they raise their kids on it, so maybe they're a tougher people because of it. Who knows?
It's like a dessert, isn't it?
Yeah. And we've tried the Captain Crunch cereal. Mm. Like, they eat that for breakfast as well. Dessert for breakfast.
I mean, it's pretty yummy.
Yep.
I like little sprinkle things. That's pretty good. And they don't have normal coffee either in America.
What do you mean?
I don't think I could move there purely because they don't do a normal latte. You know?
Yeah.
It's like liquid down instant coffee. It's not like a shot. It's weird.
This takes me back. I used to, first thing in the morning, watch Agro's Cartoon Connection while munching down a Pop-Tart.
I can't believe you ate Pop-Tarts as a kid.
Mmm.
Mmm. Pretty good.
You like them?
Mmm. Pretty good. Tick of approval, but maybe not for breakfast.
Okay. Maybe for dessert.
Where's the bacon at?
Yeah, much healthier.
Mmm.
A bit of bacon.
Mmm.
Hit music. Music.
We did have a message come into the program wanting to know about the strawberry content of the Pop-Tarts because we ate them for a Taste Test Tuesday because their catalogues are being sued over the strawberry content. What do you think about the strawberry content?
It was definitely strawberry flavour.
But no fruit?
I mean, it wasn't real fruit. No.
Doing it. Yeah, right. I had a drop there, hang on.
Doing it?
No, thanks.
Okay, that's not what I was... It was meant to be Homer saying purple is a fruit.
Purple's
hang
not
on.
A fruit.
Actually, yeah, he does, hang on.
Doing it?
No, thanks. Do you have any fruit?
It says purple stuff inside. Purple is a fruit.
That was going to be genius, but I ruined it.
You're feeling a bit rough today, aren't you? It's actually, to be honest, we both are.
Trivia trial.
It's time to troll that trivia.
Let's troll it.
Okay, we're going to ask you a question. If you know the answer, give us a call, 1-300-655-922. If you get it right, you'll go on the draw. By the way, this week's only a short week, so You've got 1 in 4 chances of winning.
Or chances.
Or whatever. A $150 voucher to spend at Jensen's Quality Metalworks. Discover the beauty of winter warmth or spring or summer warmth with a Jensen's wood heater.
All different kinds of warmth with a Jensen's, that's for sure. Now, I've got the question for you today. Trey Parker and Matt Stone, do you know them?
Trey Parker.
Yeah.
Matt Stone.
Yeah.
No.
They created which TV show?
Ooh.
1-300-655-922. Trey Parker and Matt Stone, a couple of buddies, they created what TV show?
Trivia trial.
1-300-655-922. We've got David from La Trobe on to answer the question. Trey Parker and Matt Stone, what TV show did they create, David?
South Park.
I'm going down south, I'm going to have myself time.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
You're in the draw to win a $150 voucher to spend at Jensen's Quality Metalworks.
Awesome, thank you.
You a fan of South Park, David?
Yeah, I've watched a few episodes.
It's a bit lewd. Do you think it's a bit...
No, it's good, I like it.
No, it's one of my favourite shows too, it's real good. Good on you, David. You got any fight left in you, Ari? You a bit tired from the weekend?
Oh, after that murder mystery night, I don't think I've got any fight left. That was fun though, wasn't it?
It was good,
That's
yeah.
going down in history.
So in the end, I did go with the big True Detective style. This is the clip from True Detective, by the way, that I was using as an excuse to have the big diary, which was actually just the script.
That's why they called him the tax man. The rest of us had these little notepads or something. He had this big ledger. Look funny walking door to door with it, like the tax man.
So that was what I was doing.
Yeah, I don't think anyone knew what you were on about.
I can't believe so little people have seen True Detective season one. It's probably like one of the greatest shows ever made. The first season, the rest's crap. Should we look at history?
Yeah.
Today in history, the thing that happened
thousands of years ago.
2nd of November, can you believe it?
I actually can't believe it. The year has gone way too fast.
What a year. You know, at the start of the year, I was a hospital cleaner.
Yeah, I know. What a year you've had. What a year you've had. It's also 2nd day of Movember.
Yes, it is. Let us know on Facebook at CFM Tasmania. Are you doing Movember? We need to know who's doing it across the coast. On this day, on the 2nd of November, back in 1983, Michael Jackson's Thriller single was released worldwide. Good tune.
What a song, hey? I was playing that yesterday.
Well, did we have this? We also played it at the murder mystery when it was finished. We played it at the end, so.
Good song.
It was on this day in 2003, the US sitcom Arrested Development premiered.
It's Arrested Development.
Stars Jason Bateman, Australia's Portia de Rossi, a.k.a. Ellen's wife.
Oh, yeah.
Portia, Michael Cera, you know him? He's in Superbad. He's the guy that always looks like he's 12, even though he's probably 30 now.
Oh, is Michael that the Cera. One that shows the fake ID or something?
That's Super- McLovin. Oh. No. The other one. So there's Jonah Hill in the other one, the two main ones.
Michael Cera.
You'd know him if you saw his picture. On this day in 2004, George W. Bush was re-elected as President of the United States.
I know the human being and fish can coexist peacefully.
On this day in 2015, Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull scrapped Knights and Dames from Australia's honours system.
This reflects modern Australia. Knights and Dames are titles that are really anachronistic. They're out of date. They're not appropriate in 2015 in Australia.
He's having a bit of a go at Tony Abbott because Tony brought him back.
Yeah.
I know you're a big fan of Knights and Dames.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
And it was on this day in 2016, the Chicago Cubs beat Cleveland to win the World Series.
The Cubs win the World Series! Brian makes the play!
So in Back to the Future, they predicted...
I was going to say, in Back to the Future, they went to 2015.
Yeah, they got it wrong by 1 year.
Yeah, that's scary.
It is, isn't
accurate.
It?
Like, that's really close.
They hadn't won for 108 years. This is Obama talking about it.
The last time the Cubs won, Thomas Edison was alive, and they hadn't invented sliced bread yet.
So it was their first win since sliced bread.
That's a long time.
It's worse than the demons.
I was going to say that.
Well, these animals probably don't meet that often, Ari, I would say. A dive instructor brought her dog with her on a trip off the coast of Australia and helped the animal make a new friend.
Did you listen to my show when I was on holidays?
Did you do this one?
Did you listen to my show? I just want to double check.
Some
is
of it.
Is it a shark?
Yeah.
Oh,
did you already do it?
Are you stealing my content?
Yeah.
Oh my God, I've already done it, Adam.
About the 22-foot-long
whale shark or something?
With a Labrador. Sailor had never met a whale shark before, the owner said.
I know. How adorable. And he leans over the boat and sniffs, and then he kisses the whale shark, and then it's so cute, and they're, like, joining.
Yeah. Well, fine. Fine, then. It's been done.
It has been done.
It's a rerun.
It's a rerun. That's okay. Tell us the story again anyway.
Well, Jade Purcell, her name is. You can find her at Jade Purcell on Instagram, where she put these photos up that Ari's already seen. It's devastating.
You're so cut, aren't you? Do you want me to give you some dog news?
Yeah, you've got... you should have done this. I told you.
So my family own a shack at the river, right? In Adelaide, on the Murray River. And my brother's dog, Dusty, does like to chase animals just a little bit. So usually we don't walk Dusty too far at the river because, you know, there's a lot of empty space and a lot of animals. Dusty had a fight with a kangaroo and got attacked by a kangaroo.
Yeah, they're
vicious.
Had
to go to the vet and get stitches.
Why? What happened?
Well,
the kangaroo kicked him.
Well, I don't exactly know what happened, but Dusty's like clawed from a kangaroo. But I mean, don't go after a kangaroo. Like, kangaroos are vicious.
What kind of dog is Dusty?
Oh, like a cross.
A small dog, big dog?
No, like a cross with a kelpie.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Working dog.
Working dog for sure. But yeah, that would have been absolutely terrifying seeing your beautiful dog get attacked by a kangaroo. Because, like, what can you do? You can't step in. It's a kangaroo.
Yeah, because then you'll get sliced.
They're massive as well.
They're dangerous.
Can you just picture the kangaroo up on its, like, tail, balancing, just, like, jumping and kicking? Oh, my heart. My heart.
But it is Dusty's own fault.
I mean, Dusty shouldn't be chasing a kangaroo. But anyway, he is okay. He's been to the vet and, he's resting.
Well,
he's in recovery now.
Well, all's well that ends well.
No, yeah. I just want
a dog. It's much better than repeating dog news.
Can't believe you stole my dog news.
Sorry. Song snag. Harry, how on earth does this work?
Oh, we snag a song for you, a bit of audio. It's scratched on the CD player because we still use those here. And if you think you know the song, all you need to do is give us a call, 1-300-655-922. If you get it right, you'll go on the draw to win breakfast for two at Windows on West Stella. It's a breakfast you'll look forward to every day.
You ready for the snagged song?
Yeah, scratch that CD.
1-300-655-922 if you know what this is.
Alrighty.
1-300-655-922.
Do you know what this song is?
Should we take calls now?
Yeah, do it.
I think
YOLO.
We're just going to take them now because we are running late. And we've got to talk to Bradley of Netflix fame. So should we just go?
Yeah.
Let's go line three, eh?
Hello, you're on CFM.
Good morning.
Who are we speaking with?
Lisa,
do you know what the song is today?
Is it War of Wars by TLC?
Yeah, Lisa.
I love my class, by the way.
Good on you, Lisa. We're going to pop you in the drawer for that breakfast for two at Windows and West Stella, eh?
Thank you so much.
Just Wonderful. Stay on the line. We'll take your deets, okay?
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Say you're having a good time out there.
On 107.7 CFM.
It's CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast. We're joined on the phone from LA, I believe, by Bradley Trevor Grieve. He's an Australian author. He's written 24 books, all translated into 27 different languages, and they've been sold in 115 different countries, several of which have been in the New York Times bestseller list. Now he's been transformed, Ari, into cartoon form. With a brand new Netflix series called Adventure Beast, and he's a Tassie fella. But we're speaking to him from LA.
Tassie's doing phenomenal things. Good morning, Bradley.
G'day, Ari. G'day, Adam. It's nice to hear voices from home. Cheers.
Now, so we're reaching you in LA. Are you in LA related to the Netflix series, or you live there now, or do you still live in Tassie? What's the go?
Emotionally, I never left Tasmania. As I like to say, I don't live in Los Angeles. My wife lives in Los Angeles, and I live with my wife. We are actually on the outskirts of LA County in the Verdugo Mountains, which are pretty impressive. You know, 13 to, you know, say 15, 16,000 feet. So what's that? About 5,000, almost 5,000 meters. So they're really impressive mountains that no one in LA pays attention to. So, you know, it's a strange place to live. Never planned to be here. But I came here on a sabbatical, found the love of my life, and here I am.
Definitely. I also met the love of my life in America, just saying. It's a good place to find love, Adam. Maybe you should go to America.
Well, I have. I've been to LA. I can confirm Bradley's right. It's a very weird place, but in a good way, like interesting. Now, Bradley, it seems like you've fit quite a few lives into your life already between being an author. Were you a paratrooper as well?
That's right. As my one famous friend, John Cleese of Monty Python, likes to say, my entire life has been one in very, very long suicide attempt. paratrooper, went through the Royal Military College, done Troon Infantry, then Airborne, and was a paratrooper platoon commander, specialised in heavy weapons, anti-armour, landmines, et cetera, et cetera. And then that came to a unexpected and shuddering halt, an implosion, really, when I contracted a tropical respiratory infection on an exercise in the Northern Territory in the Arafura Sea back in the early 90s. And so I just barely got where I wanted to go in the military. It was all taken away from me, and I had to start again. And I decided to pursue some of my creative interests, which I sort of put on hold as not being a serious career. You know, I'm in my early 50s now, and when I was coming of age, you know, the arts and sport were not considered serious careers as they are today. And I thought, to hell with it. I'm going to do what I want. And look, it took me a while to get going. I think it took me almost 10 years for my first book to get published. This was my eighth book, The Blue Day Book, which, you know, was an unexpected hit. And I've been sort of going fairly well since then. And then, as you mentioned, by accident rather than design, ended up in the U.S. and particularly in L.A. area, which I didn't care for, but I found the love of my life and I was trying to make the best of it. So I asked myself, what can I do here that I can't do anywhere else? And, of course, the answer was, film and television. This is the mecca of film and television. So I gave it a go about 10 years ago and started to have some success about 5 years ago. And since then, we've produced about four or five different wildlife series. Obviously, the movie Penguin Bloom, based on my book Penguin Bloom. And now this really funny show, Adventure Beast, which is an autobiographical animated series for adults about wildlife. And it's a lot of fun.
Very cool.
Adventure Beast, and it's streaming now. So could you tell us, like, what's it about?
So the basic premise, as I said, it is autobiographical in a very loose sense. I'm obviously, I play myself in the series, and then we've added some other characters to make it more of a sitcom. So my favourite niece, played by Denise Cavanella, who many of you listeners might know from Dear White People, and then a terrified field assistant called Dietrich, played by Josh Zuckerman, who your listeners would know from 90210. And they're both inspired by real people. Denise, who plays Bonnie, my niece, actually inspired by my real niece, Jessica, who's a geologist in central New South Wales. And I tell my other nieces openly that Jessica's my favourite niece. I go, this is the benchmark. if you want to impress me, you've got to go out on your own and be a geologist in the middle of nowhere. And then Dietrich is sort of the everyman. I mean, he terrified, but he acts how people should act around people like me who are doing stupid stuff where they're getting attacked by bears and snakes and crocodiles all the time. And, you know, I've had 21 surgeries, I've had 7 treatments for rabies, a reindeer ripped off my nipple, an Arctic fox did the same, a Mexican jackfish bit off the other one. So what you take away from the story is that field zoology is a painful business. My nipples are obviously delicious, and there are consequences to going out in the field and messing with wild animals. But the heart of the show, the heart of the show is this. We want to reframe nature accurately. There's a narcissistic human condition where we start to think of animals as being an extension of ourselves, as opposed to reality, which is that we are an extension of nature. And when you get it the right way around, you start to see how everything fits together and how we're all a part of it. And you don't have to get too fruity, but you start to appreciate that you're part of this extraordinary living planet. And I think the essence of it is also this. There is nothing in nature that is beautiful that isn't also ugly. And there's nothing in nature that is ugly that isn't also beautiful if you take the time to study it. And we, in this show, we celebrate that. And the reason it's called adult animation, there's no offensive language or crude joke, but we do show you exactly what it is. You know, predators eat prey, animals reproduce, it gets messy, and we should revel in that mess instead of trying to censor it or sweep it under the carpet in order to protect our own ignorance.
Yeah, that's awesome. I can't wait to just binge watch it, to be honest.
CFM's Adam and Ari for Breakfast.
CFM's Adam and Ari for Breakfast, still joined on the phone by Bradley Trevor Grieve, creator of the new Netflix series Adventure Beast.
So you've been there, you've been in the business then for 10 years. You've had success after 5 years. What would be a piece of advice for someone listening that would absolutely love to be doing what you're doing, creating, you know, Netflix shows and being an author? What was a piece of advice that you would have to maybe someone younger listening?
Yeah, well, everyone listening is either younger than me or feels younger than me because I am basically held together by titanium pins and scar tissue. And so what I would say to you, the secret to my break into Hollywood is very simple. You know, I knew my limitations. I knew I had to be a subject expert. And my breakthrough moment was looking for something good to do over here that I couldn't do elsewhere, as I mentioned before with the film and TV. But it was more than that. My wife was away a lot. She's an architect and she's building all these amazing things around the world. And when she was away, I was very unhappy. And I needed to find something to make me happy. I couldn't rely on her presence to make me happy. And I said, okay, I'm missing the outdoors. What can I do in North America that I could never do before? And the answer was studying brown bears. So I didn't know anybody. I found a remote place with extraordinary bears and I went to Alaska to an island called Kutznu, which is Tlingit for Fortress of the Bears. And I did that week after week, month after month for several years. And it made me incredibly happy. And then I discovered some evidence of a new subspecies of bear. I ended up becoming adopted by the Native American Tlingit people, the Vegetone clan, which gave me native access to some of these amazing places that no human being has been for over 400 years.
Wow.
Long story short, that experience made me happier. Alaska became to me in America what Tasmania is to me back home.
Yeah.
And out of that experience, I developed content that could become a wildlife documentary, which I made, Fear Island, Fortress of the Bears, which you can watch on Animal Planet back home, I think it's on Foxtel. But the point was, I became a subject expert. You couldn't get rid of me because I was the only one that knew what there was to be done out there. I knew the Tlingit people. I spoke some Tlingit. I understood the bears better than everybody. That's how I got in. Not because I was funny or approachable or even smelled that good. I just knew the subject better than anybody else. And my advice to young people wanting to make it over here is have something that only you have. Don't try to trade on your looks. Don't try to be the life of the party. Create the content. Write the book. Write the article. Write the screenplay. Research the subject. And if you are the expert, if you become irreplaceable and you have to be part of the production, and that gives you a stepping stone to the next production and the next production, and suddenly you're a bona fide producer, presenter, or actor, or whatever you want to be. So that would be my advice. Do the work, become the expert, become irreplaceable. Don't trade on shallow things. Have a depth of knowledge that no one else has.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Bradley. That is, like, incredible advice for anyone. I mean, for us as well. So thank you so much, and thank you for joining us all the way from LA.
Again, I'm only physically here. Spiritually, I'm sitting right there in the studio with you.
Yeah.
You can take the fella out of Tassie, but you can't take the Tassie out of the fella.
Exactly. The Tasman Sea still runs in my veins. Love everybody back home. Looking forward to coming back once the government allows us. And just stay safe. And thank you. Thank you so much, CFM, and all your listeners for supporting Adventure Beast on Netflix. Appreciate it.
CFM's Adam and Ari for Breakfast.
Time for freebies.
Load it up with the Coast Best Free Stuff.
They see me rolling.
It's the CFM Street Team.
Good morning, Renna. You are out and about in the CFM Cruiser. Where are you this morning with the Coast Best Free Stuff?
Good morning. Happy Tuesday, Adam and Ari. I am here today at Harvey Norman, Devonport.
I have Quips Master Loaf, help reduce waste, red cycle your Quips red bread bags. Happy Tuesday. Ash Grove Trees and Amazeballs, the 3-ply toilet paper from Howie Road Co. and Dinky Co. qualified eucalyptus spray. I also have our Friends with Benefits key tags and CFM sticker. See you around here at Harvey Norman Devonport. This is your street team, Ren Ren, lighten your laundry load with a quality dryer from Harvey Norman Electrical Devonport.
Adam, Ren Ren's telling you you now need a dryer as well as a washing machine.
Well, that's the next step, isn't it?
That is the next step. All right, thanks. Thank you. Ren, I was going to say thank you to Keisha, but we're going to Keisha.
No, Ari, this one's to Keisha.
Good morning. Where are you this morning?
Good morning, guys. This morning, you can find me out in the CFM Cruiser along the Burnie waterfront for TV Direct, who you can find on the beach end of Wilson Street, not far from where I am, actually. On board, I do have the Coast Best free stuff. I've got fresh loaves of bread, thanks to Cripps Master Loaf, packets of Amazeballs, thanks to Ash Groves, which are absolutely delicious, so make sure you're not missing out on those. I've got flavoured milk, thanks to Better Milk. Of course, I've got our CFM Friends and Benefits key tags and stickers, too. And I've also got teeth whitening kits, thanks to TV Direct. They are so cool, so don't miss out on those. Come and grab yourself some freebies. I'm along the beachfront in Burnie this morning in the CFM Cruiser, powered by Harvey Norman Electrical, all for TV Direct. They've got products just as you see them on TV.
Thanks, TT.
Word sandwich.
More.
It is time to play Word Sandwich. If you know the word that goes in the middle of the sanger, then give us a call, 1-300-655-922. The first two words need to flow, and then the middle word and the last word also need to make sense and flow. If you get it right, you'll go on the draw to win a savoury box worth $60 from McCarthy's Bread Lounge in Ulverston. You can head in and taste the difference.
All right, Ari, now don't tell them the answer this time.
Oh, my God, flashbacks to Friday when you ruined my favourite word sanger of the entire week. Oh, my God, I actually am traumatised from that.
Do you remember the fella came up to us and was like, look, I wasn't sure who was better at radio out of you two. It was pretty close. And then he said, but it's Ari because Adam screwed up Word Sandwich.
Yeah, that was on Friday, wasn't it? That was so funny. Anyway, Thea, what are the words for today?
Your words for today are glove and set.
If you know the middle joining word.
Set.
Glove and set. Yeah.
Glove and set.
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 1-300-655-922. What word goes in the middle of glove and set?
Set.
Glove and set.
Word sandwich.
More. 1-300-655-922. We have Kendra from Port Sorrel on. Thea, give Kendra the words.
Your words for today are glove and set.
What do you think, Kendra?
Box.
The word for my sandwich is box. Glove box. Box set.
Congratulations, you're in the draw to win a savoury box worth $60 from McCarthy's Bread Lounge in Ulverston.
Great, thanks very much.
Talking Tech with Richard Pasco, the Adelaide Tech Guy.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast. We've got him on the line again because it's Tuesday. Tech Talk Tuesday, it's a Tuesday tradition. Richard Pasco, the Adelaide Tech Guy, on the line to talk all things tech. Good morning, Richard.
And morning, Adam and Ari. A tradition. Gee, we've made it quick, haven't we, into the tradition. So yes.
Yeah, for sure. We're all about bringing in new traditions to the show.
That's what we like.
Talking about Facebook, though. I mean, off air, we've been discussing the new name.
Yeah, what's going on?
Yeah, Facebook is still Facebook, people, but it's now, the corporate name is Meta. If we look at Google, their corporate name is Alphabet. Nobody ever refers to them as Alphabet on there as well. So the company said it's going to better encompass what it does as it broadens reach beyond social media into areas like virtual reality. Now, nothing's really going to change at the moment at all. So Facebook will be called Facebook. Instagram will be Instagram. WhatsApp will be WhatsApp. Only the parent company that owns them. It's a bit funny, Adam and Ari, that this came out just after all the negative stories about Facebook got leaked by an ex-employee, isn't it?
Very convenient, yeah.
Yeah, it's all a bit funny. So Mark Zuckerberg's come out and announced a new name. He said, we're going to build a metaverse, an online world where people can game, work and communicate in a virtual environment often using VR headsets. He said the existing brand couldn't possibly represent everything that we're doing today, let alone in the future, and needed to change. Let's be honest. It's all about the kids, because TikTok and YouTube are eating their lunch at the moment as far as that's concerned. Facebook is still a very profitable company, but they're trying to go in a different direction.
Yeah, well, they definitely need to. I was in a school the other day, and I asked the class, who uses Facebook? I'm like, no one put their hands up. Who uses Instagram? A couple did, but not really. And then who uses TikTok? And everyone put their hands up.
Yes, and TikTok, very, very popular. But just remember, people, if you've got a TikTok account, your face has been scanned and it's being held in the database.
Yeah.
Yeah, by the Chinese government.
Yes.
Now, tech companies are so different companies, obviously doing different in terms of how much.
We've had a long weekend, Richard. We've had a couple of wines. We're a struggle streak today.
I was going to say, wow.
Sorry.
Let me do it for you.
Go ahead.
Tech companies are not going broke, Adam and Ari, at all. We're a bit worried about financial results. So this is my quarterly financial report. Apple actually reported on last quarter $20.6 billion profit on $83 billion revenue. Amazon had $3.2 billion revenue on $111 billion in sales. Microsoft, $45.32 billion revenue as well, with $20 billion in net income. They actually grew 48% on last year. Here is the big thing about why I'm saying this. There is actually a chip supply shortage at the moment for computers and components around the world. These figures could have been about 20% higher if not for chip suppliers, because we can't get the computers and things that we need at the moment. So phenomenal results from the tech companies out there. They're never going to go broke at the moment at all.
No, especially not with, the times that we're in and the times we've had just recently. Yep. Everyone has gone to more online and doing things more virtual through their computers. So, makes sense that their profits have skyrocketed.
Honestly, Tim Cook could buy something just from the dollars in the back of the couch you might find for you.
Yeah.
Just when you thought we couldn't become more reliant on technology, COVID.
Yeah.
Exactly right. It's done wonders for tech companies.
Yeah. Awesome. Thank you so much, Richard. Adam, you're looking like you've got more questions.
No, I was just going to say, it's Richard Pascoe, the Adelaide Tech Guy. You can find him at adelaidetechguy.com.au or talktech.com.au, and we'll talk next week, Richard.
Look forward to it.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
All right, here we go. New hour, new me, Ari.
It is.
I think Richard Pascoe carried us through the Tech Talk segment there, particularly me.
100%. But hey, happy. Yeah, 100%. Happy Tuesday, though.
Yeah, and new month, not just new hour, but new month. So that means we've got to announce the CFM Rising Star of last month.
I know. I'm super honoured, actually, to announce this month's CFM Rising Star winner.
Do you want to D-roll?
Yeah, give me the drum roll. A huge congratulations to Emma Everson. Now, this nomination has actually come through from Alison Jarman, the Alderman and Deputy Mayor of Devonport. That's pretty fancy.
Yeah, nice.
Go, Emma. Alison has said, Emma went above and beyond organising the Warrawir High Tea as a part of the Devonport Food and Wine Festival. She had a wonderful guest speaker. It was a marvellous event, and it raised over $10,000. Keep in mind, so one, she's been nominated by the Deputy Mayor.
Yeah.
Whoa. Yeah. That's goals.
Yeah, friends in high places.
Yeah, and she's only 13.
Yeah, I know.
A huge congratulations to you, Emma Everson. You are our CFM Rising Star winner for October, and you'll be walking away with a $500 gift card to spend at Harvey Norman.
Imagine trying to organise that and do all those good deeds with when you're all hocked up on hormones.
Yeah, and going to school every day.
Yeah.
When do you have time for it?
You don't.
But a huge congratulations. It is a massive effort. Over $10,000.
You had her in here when I was off, didn't you?
Yeah, interviewed her to help her sell some tickets, but she only had like 20 tickets left when she came in for an interview. Like,
good,
absolutely crushed it.
Nice work, Emma.
So, yeah, huge congratulations. And thank you, Alison Jarman, Deputy Mayor, for nominating a CFM Rising Star winner.
You can nominate one for this month right now at cfmtas.com.au. We're just looking for a young person, anyone under 18, that's done outstanding stuff across the northwest coast. We want to shine a light on them.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast. Make this Christmas the best Christmas ever with 10K or Santa's sleigh, where someone will win $10,000.
Slay it, girl.
$10,000 cash money guaranteed. Shop locally at the participating businesses. You can see the full list at cfmtas.com.au for your chance to win $10,000 cash. We are giving actually 50 lucky shoppers the chance to win. So pretty much fill out your entry forms. Enter online as well at cfmtas.com.au. We'll draw out 50 at the end of the promotion. You'll all be invited, that 50, to the party. Yeah, we love a good party, don't we?
Yep.
Food, bit too much. Drinks.
We love a party too much.
Too much.
As demonstrated on today's show.
It's going to be so much fun, though. If you are one of the 50 winners, you'll get to grab a present off Santa's sleigh. Unwrap it. One will indeed have $10,000 cash inside. 49 others will have epic prizes.
So someone on the coast is getting 10 grand. So keep your friends close. Keep your enemies closer. Because then they might share some, you know. But you can go to cfmtas.com.au in the win section, 10K or Santa's sleigh. The deets are there. It has all the businesses you need to be shopping at to win.
And make sure for the second chance draw that you do indeed enter it online as well.
Yep, big time. 10K or Santa's sleigh. Hit music. Music. We sent it on the weekend. We shouldn't have.
No.
Would you like
to? No, we had a busy weekend. We hosted, like, I'm still having flashbacks and still so shook. You and I hosted a murder mystery night.
Don River Railway, that's right.
Can you believe that? What a night. Everyone got so dressed up. I know I've been talking about it for like days now, but
it was
everyone
good.
Got so dressed up, so into it. It was everyone, the first time I've ever participated.
Yeah, well, we were nervous as hell, but everyone seemed to like what we did. Luckily, someone came up and said, I've got a theatre background and you guys are doing a great job. Someone else said, I'm from the mainland. I've been here a year. This is my first night out, so thank you so much for giving us a fun time.
Hey, what about that time I died and I fell to the ground?
Yeah,
how was my dying skills?
It was good, yeah.
It was good. It was accurate. It was a loud scream.
Because your part came first, so I was watching it going, oh, am I going to follow this? But then I had to sort of take the rest of the show. You got the rest of the show off.
Yeah, pretty much. But it was so much fun and great venue too.
Yeah.
It's a cool vibe in there.
Took a little break out for everyone to have a little train ride.
Yeah, so very cool. Anyway, highly recommended if anyone wants to participate in one again. We might host another one.
Yeah.
If they'll have us back, who knows?
We'll wait and see. Wait and see if they'll have us again.
Yeah.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
That was the show.
Yep. What
see,
do you think?
See, told ya. Called it.
What do you think?
It was a mess.
I mean, what do you think? I mean, that's what happens when you have a...
Hey, at least you didn't give away the word singer today, though.
No, you did instead.
No, I didn't.
Nah, joshing with you, though. Joshing.
I was like, I didn't do that.
We'll see you tomorrow morning for a better show.
Yeah, we'll redeem ourselves tomorrow, hey?
Probably, maybe.
Sorry about my co-host.